One of the big stories in this year's NCAA March Madness is Pat Summitt. Pat Summitt's always a big story. She's the legendary coach of Tennessee's Lady Vols. She's got more than 1,000 wins, more than any other college basketball coach. She's coached Tennessee to 8 NCAA championships, and her team is on the brink of another Final Four when Tennessee plays top-seeded Baylor in a regional final tonight. But Pat Summitt also has Alzheimer's. Her colleagues say they're watching her slip away. And she's only 59. The New York Times' Jerry Longman joins us. Jerry, Pat Summitt announced 7 months ago that she had early onset Alzheimer's. How different is this tournament as you watch her?
This entire season has been a kind of farewell tour for Pat, even though she's resisted it, where, everywhere she goes, there's just a welling of support for her and appreciation for her as a mentor and a pioneer. But, clearly she's changed. You know, her role as a coach has diminished. She's had to delegate a lot of responsibility to her assistant coaches. She just, being a coach is a kind of air traffic controller where you have to monitor 10 players on the court at one time, and she can't do that anymore. So she basically sort of gives one-on-one instructions to the players while her assistants do most of the in-game coaching. Although she has veto power, and Saturday she stood on the sideline and yelled at her players with her famous glare, and was as close to the normal Pat as you'll see.
Yes, but you do write that Holly Warlick, the assistant coach, has in effect become the head coach, and Pat Summitt isn't in the huddles as she was. And I saw that moment, and on Saturday, but in other times she's not as engaged as she's been in the past. It's tough to watch.
Yeah, it's tough for everybody who appreciates what she's done for women's basketball. There was no NCAA tournament for women until 1982. Long after they started the tournament in 1939 for men. So she basically forced people to take women's basketball seriously, and she forced her players to play at the highest level. She grew up on a farm where her father always told her cows don't take a day off, and she worked hard and demanded that of her players. And Gino Auriemma, the Connecticut coach and her arch rival, said that women's teams could take a lesson from Pat, because he says he can count on one hand number of coaches who do what she does. She coaches basketball players, not girls. And she demanded the best, and her team has always been the best,
right,
which is why it's sad for many people to watch her, in this diminished role.
Well, and I want to rush to say that I said it was tough to watch, but the games are still unbelievably thrilling. But knowing that she is somewhat reduced, it can be painful. But how is it for the players? I mean, is this inspiring for them? Is this difficult for them? What's the sense?
I think it's bittersweet for them. It's given them motivation. They want to win. I mean, this group of seniors is the first group of seniors of Pat's, if they lose tonight, will not have gone to the Final Four. So they have their own, sort of internal motivation. But they want to win for her. And actually, earlier this year, they went to her earlier this season and said, "We want to hear your voice more," because it can be a very loud and blistering voice, but it's a reassuring voice and motivating voice at the same time. So they wanted to hear more from her. They wanted to stare. They wanted to be yelled at. So she said, "I'll talk more if you take more responsibility as a leader." So there's definitely a mixed feeling there.
Well, and you mentioned tonight's game, Tennessee versus Baylor. Baylor 37-0, and also coached by Kim Mulkey, who played for Pat Summitt when Summitt coached the U.S. Olympic team in 1984, so lots of drama tonight. I mean, it would be a huge upset, wouldn't it, if Tennessee did win with Baylor undefeated?
It's one of the rare times where a Pat Summitt team is actually a decided underdog. So, Baylor is trying to become the first NCAA team to win 40 games in a season. They have Brittany Griner, a 6'8" center, who's the best player in the country. Baylor is favored, but, this is Tennessee. I mean, Pat has won games like this before, and while everyone has sort of had her on this farewell tour this season, she's been reluctant to say goodbye. So, I think while it would be an upset, I think, deep down, probably a few people would be surprised that Pat won another big game.
Well, and a lot of people will be rooting for her, but, if they lose, Jerry, do you think this is her last game?
The quick answer is no one knows at this point. She's given some indications, and her assistants believe that she wants to come back next year in some role, health permitting. It's premature to say she won't be back, but, around basketball, people see this as perhaps the end, and that's why you see this sort of, upwelling of support for her.
Well, big game tonight then in the NCAAs, Tennessee versus Baylor. Jerry Longman of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.